Episode 2372, My Strength is My Story with Tina Huggins, The Knotters.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at
a stop sign, happy, happy day. This is my favorite day of the week. It is My Strength is My Story series, and we have with us Tina Huggins. She is in the house, and are you getting a little bit tired? You need a little more rest where you're going to want to stay tuned because it's all about the Knotters. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, friends and family of Tina's, welcome to our family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter. They keep it simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know when you get a little tired because there's just so much going on? Have you ever had those children who just keep nagging at you and you're like, really, you just need to go take a nap, but nobody knows how to take a nap? Well, guess what? Tina Huggins is in the house and she's going to just lighten our load a little bit. It's time to take the stress out of rest. Give permission with a little incentive with the nap pouch. Oh yes, you're gonna love her nap pouch idea. You know what? It's whimsical, it's magical. So let's nod off. Without further ado, let's welcome in Tina Huggins, The Knotters. Hello and welcome to Create Your Now. I'm so excited we have an expert in the house. Are you feeling a little tired? Oh, wait, maybe your children are driving you crazy. It's Tina Huggins. She is here to save the day. She is a wife of 7+ years and a mom to her 3 children, 2 bonus daughters, and she's called Lovey by her 2 beautiful grandchildren. Her passion for teaching, technology, and creativity led her to become an elementary educator, entrepreneur, and author. Her latest book and her biggest project, really, because I got some secrets and she'll probably share a few of them with you. The book is The Knotters. What? You don't want a nap? It's time to take the stress out of rest. Welcome, my friend. How are you?
Oh, I'm just great. What a blessed day to be around and healthy and loving what I'm doing.
Oh, it is a blessing, especially coming out of the craziness. I can only imagine. We're going to get into your book, but coming out of the pandemic a little bit, I'm sure people had some issues with their children and what you talk about in The Knotters. But before we jump into all of that, what brings you joy?
Oh my goodness. My children bring me great joy. My quiet time is probably my best joy of just being by myself and just praising God. My husband, who is so unconditional in how he loves me, I didn't get any better than that.
Oh my goodness, that just sounds so refreshing. Some people come with a lot of baggage, and I know some of our listeners carry that baggage. Mm. And you know, when you mention your quiet time, you know, what is that piece of your quiet time that just continues to draw you in to want more of it?
Well, I think that for a long time over the years, I've always been involved in Bible study. And I think that when you spend that one-on-one time that's quiet with God, you feel like you really, I have to really listen and be conscious of what the Word is saying. And I really try to, I have a long prayer list that I go through that I pray for people every day. And it also reminds me how blessed I am to have the health that I have, to have the family that I have. I think anytime we step back and shut the doors and have that quiet, it gives us an opportunity to really appreciate where we are and to have a desire to grow even more.
That's beautiful. We all need that growth. But growth does come in our quiet time with God. It also comes in the noisy times. And we're going to get into this. I'm kind of, can you tell I'm a little excited about this book? Because as a mom of 5, now mine are no longer little, but I do request that they do some napping. Oops, maybe I told you a little bit early about what we're going to talk about here. However, I'm also a grandma of 1 now. Mm-hmm. And so it's very important that we get our rest in. But what was it like for you growing up?
Well, when I grew up, there were four of us. I have three siblings. My sister and I are 18 months apart, and then 3 years, and my two brothers 18 months apart. And how my mother got us to take a nap, it was very difficult. She told us this story. And that's how we became nappers, was from a story that my mother told. And I have used that story with my children and my grandchild. And I decided that it was time to really tell the story.
I love that. Well,
I shouldn't keep it all to myself because it works so well.
Exactly. I mean, it's been proven generations over generations. Well, you were selected as one of the 16 prestigious national trainers, which encourage you to complete a master's in educational technology. What draws you to education technology?
Oh boy, that's a very interesting story, because I never ever would have thought I would have gone the route. I think God is so amazing. If we let Him open those doors, and it's a great story. I was dyslexic. I struggled in school. I was told I would never accomplish much. My parents put me in private school, and I wanted to go to college. My grades weren't great, and my college counselor just said, "You're not college material." And I said, "But I want to go to college and be like everybody else." And I went to college, and it turned out that I did quite well. I love children. I wanted to be an educator, and I thought, I'll teach, and I'll get married, and I'll be a mom, and that's my story. And it didn't quite work out that way. It started that path, but I began teaching in first grade, and then over the years, I married. I had three children very close together. I had a lot of challenges that I faced in my family, and I became the breadwinner of the family. And God had orchestrated my being a teacher in my children's elementary school, and that door opened me to taking a role in technology I knew nothing about. And then I was hired by an Apple agent, and then that grew into Apple making me one of the first 16 national trainers. Now, after I left Apple, I went to help start up a company, and my friend and CEO said, "You have to get your master's." And I said, "I'll never pass the test." I had such a fear because of my dyslexia of being able to pass the test. And she said, "Oh, well, Pepperdine's just right behind us. Go over and ask them what they're doing for their master's program." And I was humiliated. I just said, "Oh, don't make me do that." She said, "You have to do this." Thank goodness for a bold, close friend to push me out of the nest. And I went over, and the program looked so fascinating and exciting. And the man came to me and he said, "You want to do this?" And I said, "Yes, but I'm dyslexic and I won't pass the test that you have to take." And we had a conversation. He said, "Just a minute." And he came back and he said, "Here's my card. I'm the dean of the graduate school. Here's the application. I want you to fill it out and send it directly to me, because you are coming to Pepperdine."
Oh, wow.
Talk about, that's my best miracle story. One of my best, I have several, but that's a great story to show how God steps in when we least expect it. And I went to Pepperdine. I was 50 years old, and I graduated with a 3.9. And so at 50, I discovered that I was actually a pretty smart cookie. And you know, that changed so many things in my life. I like telling that story because I think a lot of women have challenges that we aren't sure that we can ever measure up or do something that we'd really like to do. But that really led me to do more things than I ever would have thought I would have done in my life. And what a blessing for God to say, you know, you are a gift.
And you are a gift. Oh my goodness. And I also know something, though, a little bit about you, is that you were in the background, or you helped with LeapFrog?
Yes. One of my very close friends was getting LeapFrog off the ground. She was head of one of the divisions, and she called me, and we had become good friends, and she asked me to do the training, national trainings, to get LeapFrog off, and I developed those for her. And it was probably, I mean, we spent a lot of nights in a hotel room figuring out what we were going to do the next day and hoping that people that were Hispanic would understand what I was talking about. We'd get a translator and do all that. But that was a great experience. And, you know, I think if we make ourselves receptive to what the possibilities are, then those doors just kind of open. And every door that God opened for me allowed me to become a better breadwinner for my family, to be able to meet the needs of my children going to school and so many things getting off to college. And, you know, we just sometimes I think we lose our faith in thinking that he's not there, but he is always there.
Amen. He is always there. And I love how, oh my goodness, I had no idea that you were 50 years old and you got your master's at Pepperdine. Okay, so right there, age does not mean anything. If you're listening to this, I don't care if you're male or female, age is nothing. Don't let it define where you are in your life and what you can go do, because Miss Tina Huggins, oh my gosh, look at her. Oh, and the impact that you've brought. Now, our world is ever changing, especially with the advancement in technology. But one thing that has stood the test of time is rest. You already shared a little bit that your mom used this story. Tell us a little bit about this special story called The Nodders.
Well, you know, children aren't real crazy about napping, and this is an important story. So these little characters live in the woods, deep in the woods, and they are small, and they love to play, and they love to sleep, and they have these curlicue tuners that come out of their ears, and they can hear when children yell, "I don't want to take a nap." And so they came up with a plan that any child that goes to sleep will get a little treat. So we always had a treat. If we took a nap, we would wake up to a treat outside our door. My children woke up to a treat outside their door. My grandson liked it so much that he slept till 7, I think, just so he could make his request for the treats that he wanted.
I love it. Oh, hey, work the system as you need it, right? But it also works for you.
Yes. Well, you know what? It's so important. As a mother, mine were 20 months apart, and there were days I thought I was going to pull my hair out. So we all need time and space for ourselves. And when you're busy mothering, that disappears sometimes. And so I think it's also important to teach routines. And napping is a part of a daily routine that little ones can take. And that's really important. But a lot of them just get to a point where they really don't want to do it. They're inquisitive. Every child is different. I had three that were very different.
So I'm sure of your three that you had, which one really, you don't have to name them. Okay, so don't have to name it unless you really want to. But which one gave you the hard time when it even came to napping that you were like, oh, if I just stick to my guns, though, I know we'll break through?
My daughter, because she was the baby. And, you know, girls are hard.
Yes.
Boys just like to play in the mud and get all gross. But girls just want to yell and yell. So she was the one that was the hardest, and they were older, so she wanted to be hanging out with them. And so we kind of changed it up at that point, and I would tell my sons, all right, you can stay in your beds, and you can read books and be very quiet, and you will still get a special treat so your sister can sleep.
Oh, that's very good.
Yeah, so you have to age it out a little bit.
Yes. Well, and even as they get older, I homeschooled for years. I've homeschooled my children. They've gone to private school and they've also gone to traditional public school. And with COVID, we've even experienced hybrid learning online. So we've gone the gamut. And when you have, I mean, with five children for me, I would have an older sibling, you know, they're an older child, and their younger sibling would need to nap. And it's like, but you got to be quiet because four other kiddos make a lot of noise with one's trying to sleep. So what a great way as an incentive, even though they may not have to take a nap, it's almost that built-in quiet time that everybody needs some space, which leads us right back to where you were. mm-hmm. you know, at the very beginning of what brings you joy, that quiet time. Mm-hmm. Oh, love that. It is so beautiful. Well, why do you think children, though, struggle with taking a nap?
Oh, I think it's probably a lot of different reasons. You know, if you have ADHD, you can get really, really hyper. And some children don't want to miss out what's going on. They're attached to the hip. Some children want to be with mommy all the time. So I think every child is different. But the important thing is teaching strategies that are going to help them and actually make their day better. The research shows that children that don't get a nap wear down by about late in the afternoon, and then they get so worn out that it's hard for them to actually calm down and sleep. So I think that while we sometimes think it's too much trouble because we're having a hard time, it's a really important strategy. And once again, we're going to have an outing, we're going to have lunch, we're going to take a rest, and then we're going to play this afternoon. So they kind of learn the sequence of when things are happening. Now, there are days when that doesn't work. I remember a day when I was driving my children, trying to get everybody home in time for their naps, and I'm almost there, and I'm looking in the rearview mirror, and I have one head down, the second one going, and one still wide awake. And I thought, well, I can't stop now because they'll wake up and then they'll never go back to sleep. So I just drove until everybody had that nap, and then I returned home. Who wants to ruin a good thing?
Exactly. I don't want to ruin a good thing. That's for sure. I remember driving when there's that peace, like, oh, this feels so nice. You know, and we all need that peace. I think about the adults too. Mm-hmm. I was sharing with you before right now that my husband, I try to get him to nap on the weekends, but he's like a defiant little two-year-old. He's like, I'm going to turn something on. But the problem is that's fine, but it's something he wants to watch, so it forces him to stay awake. Mm-hmm. I want to kind of take your knowledge of napping and what you've done. What can you do for your spouse or maybe, your aging parent that you can encourage that nap and maybe even use that nap pouch?
Okay, now this is, I have to really confess, I am just like your husband.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. I am really sorry. I am very, very active. And now there are days that I'm finding that if I stretch out and just rest for a little bit, then I can get up and get more steam. And so I do think there is a great value in just pausing. I'm not good at going to sleep during the day, but I do think if you can sit down, read a book, look at a magazine, just to shut your body down from all of the movement. That's an important thing. I'm not great at it. My husband loves to nap and he loves to read. So he's not very good at being able to get me because he's always out there taking a nap.
I love it. Oh, that's great. Well, so what can we do to encourage the nap? I mean, we'll talk about the little kids, but I think their treats are easier. What can we do to treat our adult partners in life?
Well, you know, there's one thing that really helps you want to take a nap is taking a walk. And when you come back in, I know that when we go play golf, I'm always really tired when I come back and I'm ready to stretch out a little bit before the next event. So, you know, exercise has a tendency to make us ready to take a nap. So maybe you get your husband to get his shoes on and you go take a mile walk and then come back and he'll settle into his comfy chair and not off.
I love it. Maybe we can get him to play with the nodders. Oh, that would be awesome. Well, speaking of the nap pouch, some people are probably like, what the heck is she talking about? You kind of mentioned it. Explain to us a little bit more about that nap pouch.
Okay. So when I was writing the book, I decided that we needed to have, I didn't want the book to come out and then they say, well, now what do I do? And so the nap pouch is a simple way. It's an origami little bag that you put a string around and you hang it on your door. And that's where the nodders are available to put a little treat in the nap pouch for children that have gone to sleep. And it makes it very easy and it's kind of fun for children to be able to help parents cut the net patch out, which is in the inside of the book. There are two of them that can be made and easy to fold. And I have a funny quick story about my oldest son was helping me one day with the net pouch issue. He's artistic and creative. And he said, let's find an origami way to fold it. And I said, okay. So he said, Mom, here, I'm going to read you the directions and you're going to do the folding. Now, this is an over 40-year-old. And so he's going down the line and folding and unfolding. And I said, how many more steps are there? And he said, oh, about 11. Forget it. Who's going to do 11 steps? I want a 5-stepper. So that's how we got. It's very easy to create, but we also sell them on our website with a cute little I'm a happy nodder napper logo.
Oh, how adorable. Okay, so you have the nap pouch, and you can use the dust cover to use it, or you can go and get and actually buy one from your site. What do you put in that nap pouch, though?
Oh, you know what? The great thing about that is so open-ended for parents, because every parent is different. And, you know, I'm a sugar girl, and mine love to have sugar. So I'll step out and say it right now. So, you know, but when I did sugar, I would do like 2 M&Ms and 2 little marshmallows and, you know, just something small. Pretzels are great. Anything that's dry, that's not going to melt. There's so many wonderful, healthy snack bars that you can do. You could even, if you're not big into snacks, you could put a little note that says, you get to go to the zoo today. So you could do something like that. There are some children that love to collect trinkets, and I love Oriental Traders because they have that huge, massive bag of 3,000, it seems like, trinkets. And, you know, you just hide them, and then you pull them out and alternate. I have some of my friends that have the book now say, oh, we do something a little different about three, or, you know, we do something to eat one day and a treat next day, a trinket, and then go in someplace. So it's really up to the parents and what they want to do. They know their children and what excites them.
Well, I love that. I'm thinking back to my olden days. I call it a day school. I mean, technically it was a daycare, but I actually did teaching with them at a very young age. I was infant all the way up through elementary. Stayed mm-hmm. with me. Mm-hmm. And so I was licensed for 12 at one time. I could have 12. So it was, my house was always a party. And with 5 children, our house is still always a party. We're always growing. But I think about our caregivers out there. That mm-hmm. What a great way to not necessarily entice, because, you know, I don't want to think people, no. You know, that we're dangling this carrot in front of them. That's not it. But really the reward of saying, this is how you take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. And I think about us as women, we are so bad when we get old at taking care of ourselves.
That's exactly,
you know,
right.
We think we're wise, but we're not. So why not instill this at a younger age, that when you take a nap, or you know you're feeling kind of grouchy, or mm-hmm. you're not feeling good, that it's mm-hmm. okay to lay down, give permission mm-hmm. with a little incentive. Mm-hmm. And what better way to do it? And caregivers can use this. Oh my goodness. Give it as a gift to your caregivers. Pick up your book, The Nodders. What? You don't want to nap? Oh, yes. Tina Huggins will help you with it. I promise you. You'll have so many nap pouches in your house, you won't know what to do. Oh, and here's an idea. I just thought about this. You probably have already done it. You could decorate it for the seasons.
You sure could.
You know, you could put a little shamrock on there.
Mm-hmm. You can put anything you want that's going to be special.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And the kids could do it too. Because even, like, let's say we go and we go to your website, which you're going to tell us about here later mm-hmm. on, how we can find you. But we go there and we pick up, I'm assuming it's a cloth or a style. Okay. I was guessing. I didn't know. But okay. So let's say it's cloth, but they have those markers and paints that you can go and decorate. So if your child's a little older, they can make it their own.
The other thing you can do very simply, if you want to, if you've got lots of children and you don't want to spend the money for cloth, you can get just colored paper that's a little firmer than like your printing out paper, just something a little heavier. And they come in multicolors, and you can create that same origami fold and then the children can decorate them on their own.
Yeah.
So that's a great way to do it. Ours are done in polka dots and solid colors. And they have the little logo on them. But I think a great way to have children be interactive with it is to have them create their own. And it's such an easy step. All they would do is just take the steps inside the dust jacket and let the children follow directions. That's a great learning strategy. The book itself has glorious, glorious pictures. And I really designed it so that children could work on their early learning strategies. So their pajamas have triangles and circles and squares, and there's all sorts of animals that children can learn the names of. You might say, where's the caterpillar on this page? What? Show me something that's red or green or orange. So preschool is so important now that children really need to know those strategies. And I wanted this book to be a book that they can also sit in your lap and you can look at the characters and show me what you like and what do you think they're doing right there with the umbrella in their hand. And I think that it can be used more than just for napping too.
Oh, I love that. It's so magical. I mean, these little creatures are so adorable too. It warms your heart. You know, yeah. I think about your last name still, and I'm just like, you just want to hug them. You know, you just want to squeeze them. It's precious. I definitely will encourage all of you to pick up your own copy of The Nodders. What? You don't want to nap? Because you know what? You're not going to have that problem any longer. Now, I will have to say though, and you probably would agree with me, consistency is the key here.
Yes. And, you know, we can, yes, and some days you can't be consistent. I like to always kind of couch this in that so that mothers don't beat themselves up of, well, I can't get them home for a nap, because there's some days that just isn't possible. But as many days as you can that children know that routine, then you're going to have more success. And they'll get where they don't mind taking that nap. Like my grandson would say, can I place my order?
How cute. Can I place my order? You're like, yes, you can. What will it be? Oh, I think it's absolutely a brilliant idea. And I love the history behind it, where it's generational. You know, mm-hmm. it's that connection with your mom, mm-hmm. and how special that is. And that's something then that can be passed down generation after generation. And I'm telling you right now, my grandbaby, he's only 6 months old. Oh, you better believe it. The Nodders is going to be in this house, and we're already getting the nap pouch started.
Good. That's wonderful. I love that.
Yeah. I mean, what fun. And I was thinking, too, it came to me, Tina, that, you know, when you think about traveling, you know, my daughter and son-in-law, they love to be on the go.
Yes.
But you can still have a travel pouch.
Yes. You take it with you.
You know, and so why not? And you just have it stuck in there and you say, you know what? I know we're moving, but it's time for your nap. And you can encourage that because they already know what to expect, and it makes it a little bit easier.
Exactly. Exactly.
I love it. And you can hang it. There's so many places you could put it in the car where they could see it and they would know that, well, it really does exist. And I get, you know, to be surprised when I wake up.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. Well, what do you hope that moms and dads and grandmas and lovies like you, what do you hope that they'll gain from this book?
Oh, the joy of having time with your grandchild or with your children. You know, there's nothing better than sitting and reading to your children. My 8-year-old, now he's 8, now he's reading to me. And so books are so important for children, but time is even more important because, you know, Colton always says, oh, you're never going to grow old, lovey. You're always going to be here. And I think it's so important that we instill that love and cherishing those moments, because I know within a couple of years, I started taking golf because I knew that if he played golf, he would drive me when they tell me I can't drive the cart. And so, see, you have to come up with these little strategies so that you can stay included in your grandchildren's lives as they get bigger. But I think just spending time, everybody knows that how good it feels to feel loved. And that's what we do when we sit with a child and, you know, share a story or hold them in our lap and point out things and read it. So that's the best we can do.
Oh, and I think your book is absolutely beautiful. The illustrations, the design of it, the colors. When you were talking about the different animals and you have letters in there where people can, you know, I remember I was looking at one of the pages and it had, you know, A and E and C, and it was just kind of within, you know, the context of the page and what the story was being talked about. You can do so much to that. And who would ever think to put this kind of book on a coffee table but you and me? And I would say put it on there because you have visitors come in, and what a great way it could be used. It's just universal as to what's in it, and it's just so sweet. And so, Tina Huggins, I am so glad that you shared your mama's story with us and that you're continuing this on. And guess what? Yep, I'm adopting it. I'm starting it in, so we're going to carry on in our generation. Well, I know people are going to want to connect with you. Where can they find you?
Well, you can find me a lot of places. I'm on Instagram. TheKnotters.com is the website. Knotters Knappers is my Instagram. I actually blog just like you, and that's AbsolutelyYouCan.com. So there's a lot of ways to reach Tina. Tina Huggins at Absolutely.org.
Awesome. Well, we will have all that information in the show notes so our listeners and viewers can readily get their hands on it. Well, before I let you go, I have one final question, Miss Tina.
Yes.
The series is called My Strength is My Story. What has your story gifted you?
Oh, my story has gifted me a much closer walk with God. Yes, I've had some really challenging times, but as I look back at my life, I can see every step of the way He's there, which encourages me to move forward knowing He will never leave me.
That's so beautiful.
That's my strength.
I love that. And, you know, in that you find it in your quiet time. You can also find God in your nap time. Thank you so much for sharing your expertise. I look forward to having you back on. I think we would have a lot of topics to talk about.
I would love to do that anytime. I'm a big talker, so I think we would get along really well. I think I'm going to have to come visit you.
I would love it. Thank you so much. I cannot wait to see what God does with the Knotters.
That's great. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.